Hi, everyone. It's Ranelle Brooks Moon, the voice of the Giants here at AT&T Park. Hi, Marty.
How are you today? Nice to have you with us. This is the 70th anniversary of the Jackie Robinson debut, the Brooklyn Dodgers, Boston Braves, Brooklyn, April 15th, 1947. It's an amazing day in American history, baseball, and I'd love to have your thoughts about it.
Well, thank you, Marty. It's a really special and important day, and a day that I'm so proud to be a part of behind the mic here at the ballpark. It's a day that my parents told me about when I was a little girl growing up, and how special it was and important for them. Now, my mom is a Giants fan, lifelong, pregnant with me in 1958 when the team moved out west. But, of course, before that, she and Daddy were Dodgers fans because of Jackie Robinson. So, of course, I grew up being taught all about his legend and his contributions. And this day for me, though, I want people to really know about the man that he was. Because I think he was an extraordinary man with great character and contributed so much to American history and to the civil rights movement. And that's what I want, especially young people today, to really learn that story about him.
Ranelle with us. Boy, you think about what life was like for him on a daily basis with the support of his wonderful wife, Rachel. To come to the ballpark every day knowing your teammates maybe didn't like you, the opponents were on you, and with all the bench jockeying in those days, and then the fans and everything else, the threats. What an amazing man. As Philippe Alou always said, show me the man first, then the player.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And one of the quotes that I always refer to and have on my Facebook page and my Twitter is, I love this quote from him, a life is not important but for the impact that it has on other lives. And he lived, and his lovely wife Rachel, they lived their lives by that motto every single day. And it was a privilege for me early on in my tenure here, Marty, that I got to meet Rachel and their daughter Sharon. And that was quite a moment. I'm getting choked up now thinking about it. It was a really special moment. Because, Marty, you know I never expected to be working in Major League Baseball, and I feel it comes with such a huge responsibility being an African-American woman, and I think about that every game behind the mic, and I have my Negro League here figurine to remind me of the shoulders on which I stand. But, yes, remarkable individuals, and, I mean, I can't imagine. You know, my folks went through that as well growing up in the Jim Crow South, and, you know, it's just to reflect on their inner strength and what I come from. You know, my folks, Jackie Robinson, and again, the shoulders that I stand on, and it's just remarkable, and it's an amazing legacy, and it's so thrilling to have Major League Baseball honor him like this every year, and I just can't tell you what it means to me to be a part of it.
Yeah, beautifully said, and I always say you can see the history of the United States through the baseball field, and you could see it for what happened after the war in 1947. Campy always said, no Brown versus the Board of Education without Jackie, yep. And you see the history of America through baseball.
You really do, and that's another reason why I really love this game. Yeah. It's been great being here working for the Giants. A lot of my girlfriends who weren't really into baseball, casual fans, I've kind of been able to educate them about the history of the game, too. And so I kind of like being an ambassador in that kind of way. Mm-hmm. So this is a really special day, and again, because I come from two career educators, Marty, so it's very important that his legacy is not lost on our younger generation.
Ah, beautiful. No one better to explain it than you, and I'm so glad you're behind the mic to say number 42 on April the 15th.
Thank you, Marty. You got me tearing up again. Thank you. What a special day. Thanks.
That's Ranelle. We love her. More coming up.